There was a damsel young and fair that lived lately in Berkshire, within 3 miles of Reading town, whose beauty bore a great renown. In service there now lived she, with a justice there of high degree. So sweet she did herself behave, that oft great praise to her he gave. And many a gallant thither came, they hearing of this virgin's fame. But when that they once did her see, none of their hearts from love were free. They would unsuit her every day, thinking her heart for to betray, with costly presents which they made, but none this damsel could invade. At length there came a gallant squire that had 5,000 pounds a year. He swore that all to her he'd give if she would yield with him to live. But all his proffers were in vain. This damsel showed him great disdain. The greatest lord that e'er was born to be his whore, quoth she, I scorn. But now at length they did agree abroad to go most lovingly, the damsel thinking little harm, whilst envy in his breast lay warm. Well now, quoth he, it is in vain for you to show your great disdain. Thy beauty great my heart doth kill, till I obtain of thee my will. Which place, if you to me will grant, no costly riches you shall want. If not, by force I will thee make, and then thy life will from thee take. Then straight she fell down on her knee, and weeping cried, Sir, pity me. Before I yield, I'll lose my life, until you make of me your wife. Then in his arms he took this maid, and on the ground by force her laid, and often strove to have his will, but yet it was beyond his skill. She striving long at length got free, then catched his sword immediately, and stuck him fast unto the ground, which proved a sad and grievous wound. Then trembling sore she home did speed, and told her master of the deed. Then crying said, against my will, the gallant squire I did kill. Then men he sent who fetched him home, and surgeons straight did dress his wound, who in small time these tidings gave, that they did hope his life to save. Quoth he, if God do save my life, that damsel fair shall be my wife, who gave this wound and cruel smart, for why I love her at my heart. Then to the surgeon straight he said, oh, let me see that virtuous maid. Without her sight I cannot be, 'tis she alone can cure me.